If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 10 to 15 minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Wednesday, September 14th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to Fenway Park for a big American League East rivalry matchup between the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox. This is a 7:10 p.m. Eastern Time first pitch, and the Yankees are listed as a minus 125 road favorite, with Boston a plus 115 home dog, with a total of 9. Now, the Yankees are coming off a 7-6 extra inning win last night over Boston, cashing as a minus 155 road favorite. And for the rematch tonight, the Yankees will be handing the ball to the lefty Nestor Cortes, who is 9-4 with a 2.73 ERA. Meanwhile, the Red Sox will counter with young righty Brian Bello, who's 1-5 with a 5.79 ERA. Now, the public is all over the New York Yankees in this one, who have a far better record, and the Red Sox looking to fade them as they've struggled pretty much all season long. Now, currently 80% of bets at DraftKings are laying this money line price with the Yankees, a short minus 125 on the road. However, this game actually opened Yankees at minus 135, and even though we're getting 80% of bets laying with the Yankees, we've seen the Bronx Bombers fall around 10 cents. So why is the betting line going away from the Yankees? Shouldn't it be going toward the Yankees if there's such a popular play tonight? This signals some respected money possibly looking at Boston, who went from around plus 125 down to plus 115. The Red Sox would have value as a divisional dog, also a dog in a high total game, more expected runs scored, more upset opportunities. And the Red Sox will be leaning on their bats in this one. They're actually hitting 260 as a team versus just 239 for the New York Yankees. The Yankees are just 1-4 in the last five Nestor Cortes starts, and Boston has actually done very well against left-handed pitchers this year. They're only 50-62 against righties, but they're actually 19-11 against left-handed pitchers. So even though only 20% of bets are getting down on the Red Sox tonight, they have seen line movement in their favor, plus 125 down to plus 115. Now, in addition to this line dipping a bit to Boston, we've also seen some liability toward the under. The total opened at 9. And even though the public is expecting another high-scoring game here, we've seen this line actually dip at some shops to 8.5. Most books are 9 under minus 120. If you like the under, what it's telling you is, hey, you should probably get that under 9 now before it falls to 8.5. Also, the Red Sox, they're 6-3 to the under their last 9 games. The Yankees are 10-4 to the under their last 14 games on the road. And right now, the Yankees are plus 205 to win the American League, second best odds to win the pennant behind the Houston Astros at plus 175, odds via DraftKings. And the Yankees are plus 550 to win the World Series, tied with the New York Mets, third best odds overall behind the Houston Astros, plus 425, and the Los Angeles Dodgers, plus 360.
Best of the rest.
Now, for the best of the rest, we're going to go to an NL Central grudge match between the Milwaukee Brewers and the St. Louis Cardinals. This is a 7:45 p.m. Eastern Time first pitch, and Milwaukee is listed as a short minus 120 road favorite, and St. Louis a plus 110 home dog with a total of 7. Now, Milwaukee is coming off an 8-4 win in last night's series opener, cashing as a plus 150 road dog. And tonight, the Brew Crew send their ace to the bump, Corbin Burnes, who's 10-6 with a 2.93 ERA, to face the ageless wonder, Adam Wainwright, 10-9 with a 3.33 ERA. Now, the public is leaning toward Milwaukee in this one with Corbin Burnes on the bump, but similar to the Red Sox-Yankees line, this line is actually falling toward the home dog. Milwaukee opened around a minus 125 road favorite. They've now been bet down to around minus 120. So we're seeing this movement towards St. Louis, plus 110, down to around plus 105. St. Louis is getting just a slight minority of bets, but they're actually taking in 64% of the money at DraftKings, which tells us some respected money could be leaning St. Louis here. St. Louis also has value as a divisional dog. Within divisional matchups, dogs tend to bark a little bit louder than non-division matchups based on that built-in familiarity. St. Louis will lean on their bats. They're hitting 256 versus just 235 for Milwaukee. And St. Louis also has the far more rested bullpen. In the last three games, the St. Louis pen has pitched 11.1 innings versus Milwaukee, who's pitched 14.2 innings. In terms of the total, we have seen a little liability toward the over. This total opened at 7, and now it's 7 over minus 115. This is telling us that it could be rising up based on that juice price to the over up to 7.5. So if you do like the over, you probably want to target the 7 now. If you like the under, you probably want to wait and see if you can find that under 7.5 with a hook. We have seen St. Louis 5-1 to the over their last 6 games. St. Louis is 8-4 to the over their last 12 at home. And the over is 4-2 the last 6 head-to-head matchups between these teams. Meanwhile, Milwaukee 4-2 to the over their last 6 on the road. Now, St. Louis leads Milwaukee by 7 games in the NL Central, but it's probably not worth betting St. Louis to win this division because right now they're minus 10,000. You have to lay such a massive number that it's really not very bettable. Milwaukee is plus 3,500 here to come back and win this division, which, again, is a big long shot bet. And meanwhile, if you're looking at player props, Albert Pujols. He's already announced this will be his final year, and he's sitting on right now 697 home runs. He just passed Alex Rodriguez for fourth most all time. If you think Albert Pujols can hit a home run tonight, right now he is plus 450 to hit a home run tonight. So you could get down to that plus 450 if you like Pujols to go yard in this matchup. Now, for another best of the rest matchup, we're going to go back to the American League East and look at the Tampa Bay Rays against the Toronto Blue Jays. This is a 7:07 p.m. Eastern Time matchup. Toronto is listed as a very short minus 115 home favorite. Tampa Bay is around plus 105, and the total in this one is 7.5. Both these teams played a doubleheader yesterday, and they split the doubleheader. The Rays won the early game 4-2, and Toronto won the twin bill there 7-2 in game 2. So for tonight's rematch, Drew Rasmussen will be getting the ball here for Tampa Bay. He's had a really good year, 10-4 with a 2.57 ERA. He'll be facing Ross Stripling, who's 7-4 with a 3.03 ERA. Now, we've noticed a little bit of movement toward Tampa in this one. Toronto actually opened around a minus 125 favorite at home. And even though they're getting a big majority of bets, around 60% across the market, we've seen Toronto fall minus 125 down to around minus 115. So this would indicate some respected money looking toward Tampa with a plus money payout, as Tampa's only getting around 40% of bets, yet they've fallen and had the line move in their favor, plus 115 down to plus 105. Tampa would have value as a divisional dog. And Tampa, 6-0 in their last 6 Drew Rasmussen starts, and Rasmussen has given up 1 earned run or less in 6 of his last 7 starts. Back on July 3rd, Rasmussen faced Toronto, and Tampa Bay won that game 7-3. Ross Stripling in that matchup only went 4.2 innings pitched. He gave up 7 hits and 4 earned runs, taking the loss. We've also seen some respected money hit this under. The total opened at 8. Majority of bets are taking the over, expecting a lot of runs. Yet, you've actually seen this line fall from 8 down to 7.5 at quite a few shops. So it looks like pros targeted that under 8 as soon as it opened, dropping the line down to 7.5. And this under is getting a slight minority of bets, but 85% of the money at DraftKings, telling us quite a bit of respected money does seem to be leaning under here. And this is a big game for both teams. Toronto currently holds the number 1 wild card spot, but the Tampa Bay Rays are just a half game back, currently holding down the number 2 wild card spot.
Josh's sweats.
Now for Josh's sweats. My first sweat of the night, give me the Baltimore Orioles. The Baltimore Orioles are on the road at the Washington Nationals. This is currently Baltimore a minus 150 road favorite with around a plus 135 buyback toward Washington with a total of 8.5. I'm going to lay the minus 150 with Baltimore. Give me the Orioles. The Orioles had a 4-3 win over the Nats last night, cashing as a minus 155 road dog. And tonight, they are going to send to the mound Tyler Wells, a young righty, 7-6 with a 3.91 ERA, facing Patrick Corbin, who has given up or has taken the most losses of any pitcher in Major League Baseball this year. He's been one of the worst pitchers across the entire MLB. He's just 6-18 with a 6.30 ERA. Now, it looks like wise guys are just saying, hey, I'm not going to outsmart myself on this one. Baltimore opened on the road around a minus 135 road favorite, and we've seen them get steamed up all the way to minus 150. So about a 15-cent big notable steam move in favor of Baltimore. Baltimore would have quite a bit of value in terms of an interleague favorite and an interleague favorite with a line move. The lack of familiarity when you have an interleague play, you don't really know your opponent. So therefore, the lack of familiarity tends to benefit, quote unquote, the better team, which is based upon that favorite designation. Also, non-division road favorites have been great this year. They're 61% overall. And looking at our VSiN.com bet splits, right now 69% of bets are on Baltimore, which would be a publicly supported bet here. But the Orioles are also taking in 92% of the money. So I always look for low bets, higher dollars. If you're getting in, if you're taking in a far bigger percentage of money than you are bets, that tells me that the bets you're taking in are bigger wagers from respected bettors. Also, Baltimore would have the well-rested bullpen. They've only pitched 11.1 innings the last three games, whereas Washington has pitched 16.1 innings the last 11 games. And the Nats are really in a fade spot. Patrick Corbin, when he's taken the bump, the last 12 times he's gone to the mound here, and the Nats are just 2-10. The Nats are only 41-82 as a dog, 35-56 against righties, and just 22-48 at home, which is the worst home record in baseball. And also, if you look at Baltimore, they're 15-7 as a favorite. It's kind of rare that Baltimore is favored, but they've done well when they're favored. And they're also 26-18 against left-handed pitchers. And Baltimore continues to be one of the best teams to bet on this year. They're 74-67, which would be 7 games above 500. But if you bet $100 on every Orioles game this year, you'd be up almost $3,000 overall. For my final sweat of the night, I'm going to look at an early game here. This is a 2:10 p.m. Eastern time matchup where the Colorado Rockies are traveling and facing the Chicago White Sox on the south side. The White Sox right now are a minus 235 home favorite. Colorado is a plus 215 home road dog. And the total in this one is 7.5, but it is really juiced up under 7.5, under minus 120, looking like it may fall to 7. Now, Chicago won last night's Interleague Series opener 4-2, cashing and taking care of business as a minus 190 home favorite. And the White Sox, they're getting a little bit hot right now. They're 10-3, their last 13 games. For today's matchup, this afternoon matinee, Kyle Freeland will be pitching for Colorado. The lefty is 8-9 with a 4.63 ERA. And he'll be facing Dylan Cease, one of the best pitchers in baseball that you may not know about. He's 14-6 with a 2.06 ERA this year. Now, I'm going to lay, it's a big number, but I'm going to lay this number with the Chicago White Sox. They opened as a minus 200 favorite. They've been steamed up all the way to minus 235. Home favorites this year of minus 200 or more are 254-102, a 71% win rate. And favorites who made the playoffs, playing an opponent who missed the playoffs, are 545-302 this year, a 64% win rate. Now, both teams pretty much even here at the plate. They're hitting around 260, but a big advantage in terms of the team ERA for Chicago. They have the far better pitchers, team ERA of 3.95 versus 5.11 for Colorado. This would also be a correlative betting match with the White Sox. Big favorite, low total. Fewer amount of expected runs scored, more likely they come from, quote-unquote, the better team. And Chicago would also have value as a unfamiliar interleague favorite and an interleague favorite with a line move. And really, the reason why I'm backing the Chicago White Sox, yes, they've been playing far better. Yes, they're at home. But it's all about Dylan Cease. Dylan Cease has given up 0 earned runs in his first 2 starts in September. And Dylan Cease right now is minus 145 to win the Cy Young. He's the favorite. Dylan Cease has actually overlapped Justin Verlander, who's now plus 100. Colorado is also in a fade spot. They're just 43-71 as a dog, 21-47 on the road, one of the worst records on the road in baseball, and just 35-52 against righties. There's also a motivational angle here with the White Sox to try to continue to play well and keep winning as they trail Cleveland by 3 games in the AL Central. If you think that the White Sox can catch the Guardians, they're plus 375 right now to win that division. Cleveland is minus 350. And as we mentioned about the total, 7.5 really juiced up under minus 120, looking like it's going to fall to 7. If you like that under, you probably want to grab that hook under 7.5 right now because it could be falling down to 7. Dylan Cease, by the way, his over-under K prop today is 7.5, and it is juiced up over at minus 125. And Dylan Cease has gone over this number in 2 of his last 3 starts. So this is a big number. It's around minus 235, but I'm going to back the White Sox here. It's important to note, I'm a big proponent of betting to risk, not betting to win. So I'm not laying 2.35 units to win 1 unit on Chicago here. I'm just risking my 1 unit, trying to get a little less than a half unit back. Now that about does it for today's VSiN Morning Bets podcast. Hope you have a fantastic day today on Wednesday, September 14th. But here's a quick reminder before we go that it is football season and it is the best time to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to our hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, expanded digital content, and tools to help you become a better bettor. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information. I wish you the best of luck. Have a fantastic Wednesday, and hopefully you can cash some tickets today.